This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Now, today we are joined by Bloomberg's Ira Boudwe. Amazon says its Black Friday NFL stream of the Raiders Chiefs drew about 13.5 million viewers. Now, while that's a more than 40% jump from the company's first broadcast from last year, it's still well below the 34 million average who tuned into games on the broadcast networks on Thanksgiving Day. Now, Ira, it looks like Amazon really just wants to control the whole entertainment market. They already do their own original content when it comes to TV shows. We see them out there in movies. We now know that they're jumping into the sports world as well. How are things looking?
They've been steadily growing with their NFL property. They're basically back to where Fox was when it used to be, when Thursday Night Football was on Fox exclusively. Their audience on Amazon Prime is now a little over 13 million per game, which is good enough that they will have a playoff game this year for the first time. They'll have a wild card NFL game because they hit enough 10 million audience games that was in their contract with the NFL. And for the first time earlier this year, they outdid ESPN's Monday Night Football game in the same week. So they're basically where the cable and broadcast networks, you know, are. They've shown that a streamer can reach the same size audiences as those legacy carriers.
Well, it also probably helps that the NFL schedule decided to play the Kansas City Chiefs instead of how they did last year with the Dolphins and the Jets. These are not really marquee teams to go ahead and try to pump up your name Amazon behind. Now, what are we looking at with Amazon? Are they still trying to get more sports over into on their package?
Yeah, so they just picked up the NBA, which was a huge deal. They got an 11-year, nearly $20 billion year deal that's going to take them from next year into 2036. And they're going to have games on Thursdays and Fridays, and they're going to do a Black Friday game to pair with the NFL game. And so they are expanding in sports, and I think you can look for them to buy small packages from premier properties like the NFL and NBA. They're not going to do huge volume, seems to be their strategy. And they are also going to look for sports that have growth opportunities, like the National Women's Soccer League they got into. They have WNBA with their NBA rights. And so that seems to be where they're shopping. But I think they will continue to add to that portfolio.
Now, what is the reason for them and even Netflix jumping into the live events arena when they were just originally just doing streaming content for movies and TV shows? What's the advantage?
I think for the streamers, one thing that's happening is a lot of them are going to an advertising model where you can buy a discounted subscription if you'll watch the ads. And when you're trying to sell ads, live events, sporting events are the best way to go because you're paying. The ads are sold based on the concurrent viewers, the people who tune in that moment to watch it. And so if you're trying to build an ad business, there's nothing like live sports. I think the other thing that they're finding is that it helps with churn. So if you have a hit show, people might buy your streaming service to watch that hit show and then drop it, and then you got to come up with another hit show. Whereas if you have the NFL or the NBA, presumably those fans are going to stick with you year after year after year. So it helps to manage churn. And I think, you know, they're also finding that it's a way to bring in different groups of fans, different demographics than maybe what they've already captured.
Now, how is this model any different than what we already had the birth of television when they were already doing ads? And then we had a lot of cable companies. Now all of that is slowly going away. What is their model? How is it any different than what ABC, CBS, and NBC do?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of things that, you know, are coming back, like bundles. We're seeing the streaming services bundle together to create larger packages, which is basically what cable was, cable is. And you're seeing advertising come back, you know, instead of just paying for the streaming service and getting to bring up whatever you want to watch without ads. Now you sort of pay part of that price by watching ads. So a lot of old things are coming back. They're new again. I think the main differences are kind of how fractured it is, right? You have to go to a lot of different places to get your programming, even though they're trying to consolidate that now. But there's also a little bit, it's a trade-off, right? It used to be how much can they raise your cable bill before you'll give it up. Now it's a kind of whack-a-mole. How many different services do you have to get the programming you want? And you pick one up, you drop another one, you pause this one, you add that one.
It's frustrating. You know,
yeah, it is. It's a little more friction that way, but I think the flip side of that is you have a little bit more control. You're not stuck with one provider who can raise your rates, you know, pretty much whenever they want. You have some control. You can, you know, I use YouTube TV, for instance. I can pause that if I'm going to, you know, think I don't want it for the next couple of months. Or I can, you know, I'm watching Premier League before you called on a Peacock service. When that Premier League season is over, maybe I'll drop Peacock and pick up a different one, you know. So there, it's a hassle, but it does come with a little bit of a measure of control.
Well, one thing we have learned, we can never go ahead and fend off capitalism or commercials. Well, that was Bloomberg's Ira Boudway. You can always hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.